Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 183 of the 80%. Are you feeling stuck? Does it seem that you're not making any progress in your relationships, your goals, and especially in your finances? Then perhaps you need a new perspective. Today, let's look at how you can approach this feeling and the two strategies that can help you move forward. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. What's the biggest problem that you're facing right now? If it seems you've been stuck with the problem for a while already, ask if you're thinking of a solution or acting on a solution. Sometimes you need more action. Sometimes you need a better strategy. So lahat tayo, meron tayong problema sa buhay. Of course, lahat naman tayo, merong hinaharap, pinagdadaanan. Some people, it would be relationship problems. Some, it would be health problems. And some would be financial problems. I've experienced all three. I think most people have experienced all three. Ang naging experience ko, yung financial problems, it tends to affect our other aspects of life. That's why it's important to be aware kung meron tayong nagsisimulang financial problem very early. Kasi kung wala kang financial problem, or at the very least, you are financially stable, yung relationships mo, you can give it more focus. Hindi ka nag-iisip kung saan ka kukuha ng pera pang kain araw-araw. Then mas makapag-focus ka in nurturing your relationships. It's also the same with health. Kung wala kang problema sa cash flow mo, then if you get sick, then it would be easy for you to buy the medicine that you need, or even just go to a doctor for a consultation. In any case, for today, we want to focus on financial problems in particular. So ask yourself, what's the biggest problem? What's the biggest financial problem that you're facing right now? Ano bang pinakamalaking problema mo pagdating sa pera? Bukod sa wala. But of course, if you dig deeper, may mga root causes tayo, or sabihin na natin na ito talaga yung pinakaproblema natin. You have to then ask yourself, anong ginagawa mo? Are you thinking of a solution, or are you acting on a solution? So magkaiba yan, and walang mali, walang tama. You have to be aware kung ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon, kasi that will be very helpful if you've been stuck with that problem for a while now. Kung medyo matagal mo ng problema yan, baka kailangan mo ng reassessment. Let's say na ang pinakamalaki mong problema ngayon ay hindi ka makaipon. And the reason kung bakit ka hindi makaipon is because magastos ka. Okay? So, mahilig ka mag-retail therapy. May impulse purchase tendencies ka. Okay? So, anong ginagawa mo ngayon? are you thinking of a solution? Iniisip mo, paano ko nga ba babawasan yung pagiging magastos ko? Are you acting on a solution? Meron ka ng strategy and ang ginagawa mo is, sige, para hindi ako maging impulsive buyer, i-uninstall ko yung mga online shopping apps ko sa phone ko. So, dalawa yon, di ba? Yung first, and usually the first step is to think of a solution. The second step is taking action. May mga kilala ako na they are constantly thinking of a solution, pero they're not acting on it. So, isipin mo, ano ba yung ginagawa ko ngayon? A lot of people that I know na mayroong impulsive purchase behavior, they're always telling themselves na ito dapat yung gagawin ko, kailangan ko bawasan yung pagiging magastos ko, but they're not taking action. So sometimes, you need more action. Kung matagal ka nang nagigilty sa sarili mo na napakagastos mo, and you're just coming up with different ways that you can correct that behavior, but you're not taking action, then probably it's time for you to take action. On the other hand, and this is less common but still a reality, ginagawa mo na lahat, you're really taking action, pero nothing seems to be working. Ina-uninstall mo yung mga shopping apps mo, pero on your way to work, dumadaan ka sa mall, and doon ka napapa-impulse purchase, so naiinis ka pa rin. Maybe what you need is a better strategy. So you can probably pause for a while yung mga ginagawa mong solution. Pwede mo munang i-pause. Tapos isipin mo, ano pa ba yung mga iba kong pwedeng gawin? What other strategies can I implement? Baka yun naman yung mag-work for me. So dalawa siyang path. You might be thinking of a solution right now and you cannot decide on a particular strategy, so you're not taking action. So if your case number one, you have to choose a strategy and just act on it and see what happens. May second path tayo na you have this solution in mind and you're following it, you're trying to implement that strategy, but it's been a while now and it seems to be not working. Parang hindi nag-work sa yung strategy na yon. If that is the reason or if that is the case, then you should probably take a step back, assess the strategy, and go back to thinking. Isip tayo ng ibang pwedeng gawin, baka yun yung mag-work.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi. All small letters.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So very, I would say, scientific yung approach sa problem solving. And I see it as very applicable to other aspects of our financial challenges. Kunwari, investing. Gusto mo mag-invest, namimili ka ng mga magandang investment, pero hindi ka makakita ng talagang gusto mo. Probably you should stop analyzing these different types of investment and just pick one and start investing. Kasi ang investing naman, especially if you choose a secure and stable investment, after some time, pwede mo naman yun i-withdraw tapos ilipat sa iba. Kasi that's part of investing. You should rebalance, reallocate your assets, di ba? So, hindi ka makapili kung anong stock ba yung bibilhin mo sa stock market. Then, just buy the FM ETF or buy one blue chip company. And that's it. Just take action. Sometimes, and I actually know people na nag-open ng stock broker account, after more than a year, wala pa rin sila nabibili. Kasi they're just trying to analyze each and every company and trying to ask a lot of people ano ba yung magandang bilhin, pero they're not really deciding. On the other hand, I know people na invest na invest, no? May mutual funds, may bonds, mayroong stocks, etc. Pero nararamdaman nila na parang hindi naman lumalaki yung pera nila or hindi naman nila na kukuha yung gusto nilang returns. So maybe you should stop or pause investing right now and tingnan mo, ano bang nangyayari sa akin? Baka kailangan ko ng mas magandang strategy. Magandang example dyan yung na-meet ko na grabe, parang 20 companies na yung hawak niya sa stock market portfolio niya kasi naging very eager siya mag-invest sa stock market. So bili siya ng bili ng mga companies, iba-iba. At the end of the day, grabe, dinaig pa niya ang isang mutual fund sa dami ng stocks niya. And tinanong ko, o kamusta yung performance? Namomonitor mo ba lahat, etc. And inamin niya sa akin na may mga company siya na dapat pala binenta niya na nung nag-record high siya. Pero since busy siya, hindi niya nakita, nalagpasan siya. Nang naabutan siya ng correction ng price. May mga opportunities din na dapat pala ni-reallocate ko yung pera ko sa isang company kasi may maganda siyang potential. Pero since busy ako, hindi ko nagawa. So ang dami niya ng companies kasi he's always taking action, which is good, pero probably he's not doing the best strategy. So sabi ko sa kanya, take a step back. I-assess mo lahat ng mga companies na hawak mo. Tingnan mo kung ano yung mga nag-underperform. Tapos, you redeem it. Take the loss if negative yung value niya. And then, decide on a strategy. Ano bang gagawin ko? Kasi kung gusto ko lang ng diversification, I should probably start investing on an equity fund instead. Or maybe it would be a better strategy for me to focus on 2 to 3 companies at yun yung i-cost average natin. Am I investing or maybe better sa akin na maging trader? I can focus on 2 to 3 companies that I can trade weekly. So depende. So again, from taking action, you take a step back na upo ka muna, mag-analyze, mag-isip. Kasi dun sa taong ito, 3-4 years na siyang bumibili ng mga stocks, kung ano-ano yung binibili niya. But the whole portfolio, almost break even. Parang 2-3% lang yung gain niya. So sabi ko, 3-4 years, parang ang liit nung 3-4% na gain. Sana nag-money market fund ka na lang, no? So he has to take a step back and reassess the strategy. So these are just examples pagdating sa financial problems. And I think we can definitely apply this philosophy sa ibang aspects ng buhay natin. Sa mga relationship challenges, health problems, this is something that we can do. Ask yourself when it comes to our personal finance, what's the biggest problem that you're facing right now? And if that problem has been persistent, medyo matagal-tagal mo ng problema yan, you have to ask yourself, ano bang ginagawa mo ngayon? Are you thinking of a solution or are you acting on a solution? And then see if the better thing to do is to take more action or to reassess the situation and think of a better strategy. Sometimes you need more action and sometimes you need a better strategy.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.